What have you to confess now, Doctor?
Me?
Well, it's just as well for two fellows to know the worst of one another before they begin to live together. Come on, come on.
Well, I keep a bull pup.
A dog?
Yeah. Friendly little chap. His name's Beecher.
What else?
Ah, I object to rows. Because my nerves are shaken. I get up at all sorts of ungodly hours, and I'm extremely lazy. Yeah. I have another set of vices when I'm well, but those are the principal ones at present.
Do you include violin playing in your category of rows?
That depends upon the player. A well-played violin is a treat for the gods. A badly played one.
Oh, that's all right, then.
There you are, gentlemen. There's this room, the bedroom adjoining, and another one upstairs. Terms to include all meals and laundry. Illuminating gas is extra.
Well, Doctor.
Seems splendid so far. I'll just have a look at it.
Thank you, Mrs. Hudson. We'll take it. I think I'll have this corner for my chemicals, if you've no objection.
Not in the least.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Your constitution isn't up to this.
I'm perfectly all right.
Nonsense, Watson. Sit down.
Thank you.
Good. You rest for a while. The unpacking can wait.
I assure you I'm fine.
My dear doctor, quite apart from your generally weakened condition, your left shoulder has been seriously injured, and recently.
Well, yes.
Also, your right leg, though you disguise the fact very well.
So I thought.
Well, an ordinary person wouldn't have noticed.
I beg your pardon,
mister. Why conceal it at all? To be wounded in the service of one's country is not something to be ashamed of. Now, you're a proud man, Doctor. The pity of others would be abhorrent to you. Of course. Good.
Not really, Holmes.
Look at this. No, don't get up. Have you seen the Scarabarius before, Look at that finish.
It's beautiful. Is it really genuine?
I bought it for 50 shillings at a Jew broker's in the Tottenham Court Road. It's worth at least 500 guineas. Do you like Bach?
Do you like Bach?
I'd rather listen to Gilbert and Sullivan.
You should have told him.
Oh, I did. He carried on as if he hadn't heard a word. And then I realized that he wasn't playing Bach anymore. It had turned into a I'm called Little Buttercup.
It looks.
Yeah, that man's amazing. How's Beecher?
Fighting fit. That was damn decent of you, Watson. I've always wanted a dog. Just never got round to doing anything about it.
Does he miss me, do you think?
Oh, doesn't seem to. Oh. Sorry. Didn't mean that the way it sounded.
Ah, don't worry. Wasn't really fair on him. State I've been in. And it would never have worked out at Baker Street anyway. Extraordinary thing. The way he kept going by Holmes's ankles all the time. Stanford?
Hmm?
Do you happen to know if he's addicted to anything?
He seems like a perfectly healthy dog to me.
Will you grow up? Sorry, old man, but you did set it up rather neatly. What do you mean? Some narcotic? It doesn't strike me as likely.
I've seen him lie on the sofa and not move a muscle from morning to night. And the look in his eye...
I said he was a puzzle.
How the devil did he know I'd been in Afghanistan?
A good many people have wanted to know just how he finds things out. He seems to be well up on an incredible range of subjects.
Yesterday at dinner, I was treated to a half-hour lecture on the life of Paganini. On Tuesday, it was medieval torture devices.
I bet that did wonders for your appetite.
And yet, he's amazingly ignorant about some things. This morning, he actually claimed not to know that the Earth goes round the sun.
You're not serious.
He got quite heated about it. What the deuce is it to me? Now that you've told me, I shall do my best to forget it. It doesn't do to crowd out useful knowledge with a lot of worthless rubbish. I can't fathom him at all. Did you know he goes in for boxing?
Boxing? Mm. He must be a damn sight stronger than he looks.
And single stick and fencing. He has a shelf full of trophies. He keeps his soil and gravel samples in them. Oh, and his collection of...